Now I'm joined by Jeremy Hobbs, the Santa Fe Lady Chiefs basketball coach. Coach, you had district play this week. You start the district season or district tournament off with a victory over Tyne Avalon in pretty dominant fashion. Can you tell us how that game went for your Lady Chiefs?
Yeah, I thought our girls put together a really good defensive effort in the opening round. And Tyne is a good team that's got several pretty good weapons, and I thought we just did a nice job covering them up and kind of playing a real strong defensive game, and were able to come out with the victory.
Who were some of the girls that led the way on the defensive end of the floor that night for your Lady Chiefs?
Our two leading scorers on the year and that night were Kerrigan Smith, senior forward, and Bella Limbach, a sophomore forward. Kerrigan about 15 on the year and similar that night. Bella about 13. So they lead our way, but we have a lot of girls who contribute, and we're at our best when we're balanced. And add that when we play good defense, it usually turns out for us.
And then you matched up with a very good Bramer team, and you come up short against the Bobcats there. Can you tell us how that game went?
Yeah, that was kind of a mix of not doing some of the things that had led us to success. Bramer's got some very talented players, and kind of made us switch our defenses a lot earlier than we wanted to, and just couldn't do some things that we wanted, and they kind of dominated the boards. I thought they whipped us on the glass all night, and add that to the fact that we couldn't get shots to fall, and you know, had a pretty poor offensive showing. And you know, we're joining a lot of teams this time of year who it didn't end how we wanted, but Bramer had a lot to do with it, and we just didn't play our best game.
And you already mentioned Kerrigan Smith as being one of your seniors. That senior class has really brought a lot to your Lady Chiefs team the last several years, haven't they?
Yeah, very much so. Kerrigan's done a great job handling the ball and leading us in scoring. And then Maddie Schutte is a senior guard for us, and she is she's a really tenacious defender and has had a lot of success causing other opponents, other guards, to turn the ball over. And our third senior this year was Kennedy Dankenbring. She didn't get to play the last few weeks of the season, suffered an injury, but she's a absolutely fantastic kid who helped us on the bench even when she couldn't play as much as you know, some kids help us on the floor. Just a great trio of kids we had to go this season, and we're really going to miss them next year.
I know those three girls are going to leave big shoes to fill, but your team's definitely got a lot of talent coming back, so that's got to be pretty exciting knowing you've got a player, especially like Bella Limbach, that's going to keep getting better and better, and she'll be a junior next year.
Yeah, can't wait to see some of the things that Bella and some of the other kids. You know, we played a lot of sophomores and freshmen this year in some pretty important roles, and I thought a lot of those kids improved all the way through the season. So we've already been talking to those kids about how to come into this summer and what we need to do to, you know, replace some kids that are almost impossible to replace, but kind of redefine our roles and hopefully get some of our younger kids ready to go with a little bit more experience and see what we can do next year.